Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Tezvav in Masechet Shabbos, the 77th daf in Shas. In the background is actually the celebration post Sukkot of a Siyum Hashas with children singing a beautiful song, Hadron Alach. There's no such thing as a coincidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to go from the Hadron of Maseches Brachos to the Hadron of Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara continues. Four lines from the top. We're in middle of the Gzeros of Shammai and Hillel. Guf Amar Rav Huna, Begum Meklamis Nechleku Shammai VeHillel. There are three places where Shammai and Hillel disagreed. Shammai Omer Mikav Chala. Shammai said that if there is a size of a kav, then one needs to take challah. A kav is 24 beitzim, 24 eggs. Vilel omer mikabayim. And Beis Hillel, and Hillel said that there are two kavim. V'chacham omer lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh, el kav u'mechza. And the chachamim say that there is a kav and a half. If in each kav there are 24 beitzim, so that means 36 beitzim. Rashi describes the same shear that we just gave for kavu mechza. However, Rashi describes it in terms of shiva lugim, and Rashi points out that there were two measurements, one called Yerushalmios and the other called Midbarios, and the Yerushalmios was a larger, slightly larger measurement, one-fifth times larger, the Midbarios, and Rashi says in the Yerushalmios, it's seven lugim and a beitza and one-fifth of a beitza. But if you just translate it in terms of beitzim, the Shita the Chachamim is 36 beitzim. How did they come to this cheshbon? So the Torah tells us when it comes to the chiyuv of challah, ariso seichem. It has to be an isa. What is the classic shear of an isa of the Torah? It's a tenth of an eifa. How do we know that? Because that was the size of the mun. So the tenth of an eifa, if you do the calculation, Tosis adds that the size of a eifa is 18, and with the cheshbon of division, which is referred to as levar, which begins to divide from the number 18, actually from 20, which is a little bit more complicated than we're able to explain, what we're left with is 1/10 of 20 is 2 kavim. According to the opinion of Shammai, so then we take 1 kav, because at the end of the day, one meal was one of 2 kavim, while Hillel claims that you take 2 kavim. The opinion of the Chachamim, however, the Chachamim disagree. Number one, they divide 18 eifa in a manner called legav, which means that a tenth, the asiris, is 1.8 eifa. And once you calculate that, that comes out, Tosis and Erevin on Pei Gimel Mabez says 43 beitzim. The best way to remember the Shita of the Chachamim is that the number 43 is the gematria for challah. Rashi continues in Dibar Maskel Kavu Mechza, where Rashi explains that the shear has to be adjusted, as we mentioned earlier, between the shear that took place in the Midbar versus the shear Yerushalmios. And according to the shear Yerushalmios, it comes out a shear of a kav umechza, which is, our Rashi says, four lugim and a kav, and kav umechza is six lugim. However, the midos even got larger. The measurements got larger. Mishigdilu amidos, the Gemara continues, amru chameshes rivon kemach. And therefore, five lugim are already chayiv in a challah. What might be confusing, there are many things that are confusing in this calculation, but chameshes rivoim, rivoim is a reference to a lug. Chameshes rivoim kemach chayovin bichala. The reason why a lug is referred to as a reva is because a lug is 1/4 of a kav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hei pturin, hei va'oid chayovin. Rabbi Yossi ostensibly agrees to the Chachamim that the cheshbon should really be a kav and a half. However, they disagree with the idea that the Midbarios were smaller than our shear today. Rather, they hold the opposite. They hold that the Midah Midbarios were larger than that of ours today. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, definitely five lugim are going to be pturim, because they're going to be less than the shear of a kav umechza in the time of the Midbar. Anything more than that, one is going to be chayif. V'idach, the next machlokes between Hillel and Shammai revolves around the amount of water that she'uvim to pasel a mikvah. V'idach, Hillel omer melo hin mayim she'uvim poslim es ha-mikvah. A full hin, which is 12 lug, which is also 3 kavim, if they enter the mikvah before there's 40 sa, that passes. Shechayiv adam lomer beloshen rabbo. Hillel says, I am being makbid saying it the way my Rebbe had said it. And that is, melo hin, he didn't say 12 lug or 3 kav. Why did Hillel add shechayiv adam? Rashi explains that the lashon of the Torah is hin, but generally the Mishnais use the lashon of kav. Rashi then quotes another pshat from his Rabbeim, which he rejects. Why did Hillel say from his Rabbeim, Shmai and Naftalion, in the Lashon of Hin, which is the Lashon of Torah, as opposed to the Lashon of Kav? So it's quoted in the name of the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnais, in Edyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, a fascinating approach, where the Rambam says that he heard from his father, who heard from his Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe, that because Shmai and Naftalion were Gerim, so they did not pronounce the Hey clearly, but that it used to sound like En, as opposed to Hin, it was In. And Hillel was Makbid to say it the exact way his Rabbeim had said it. Either way, Shammai disagrees. Shammai Omer, Tishikavim, Shammai says the Shear is not, as we had said, from Hillel. That is 3 kavim, rather it is 9 kavim. It's quoted in the name of the Ravid in Edyus, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that the rationale for the Shita of Shammai is that because we know that Tisha kavim is considered a Shir Choshev for making someone Tohar when he is a Baal Keri, as we saw in Brachos Chaf Beis Amalaf, according to many opinions, therefore the Chashivus of She'uvim will only be Tisha Kavim. The Chacham introduces a third sheet. V'cham am lo k'divrei zev lo k'divrei zeh. We don't paskin neither like Shammai like Hillel. Ad shebo shtei gardim. There were two weavers that came mishar ha'ashba. That was one of the gates that is still referred to today, which I'm zocha to go out most days to get my bus back to Beit Shemesh from the old city, what's referred to as shar Hashpot. That was, Rashi says, the lowest of all the gates, the least choshev of all the gates. Ve'idu b'shem mishum Shmai v'avtalin. They said, we know what Shmai v'avtalin said, she'shlosh lugim mayim shuvim psulim es ha-mikra. That there are 3 lugim of mayim shuvim that passel the mikvah. Ve'kimu chacham is devrayim. The chacham accepted their words. Rashi explains that we want to emphasize that these were weavers who came from Shar Hashpot, to tell us that a person should never give up from being in the Beis Medrash, because there was no profession that was lower than weavers, and it was the lowest gate, it was the least choshev gate for people to hang out, that was Shar HaHashpot, yet nevertheless, the Chachamim accepted their testimony. And this is how we paskin, it's Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim that passels. This is a startling case where we actually paskin like the simple Jews who claimed what they had heard from Shmai of Italian more than neither Hillel or Shammai. The Sfas Emes suggests that it could very well be because they were 2 and Shammai and Hillel were 1. Some suggest that Shammai and Hillel changed their mind. However, from Tosas, Dibar HaMaschil, V'ilu on Yudalad HaMebeis, is mashma that Shammai and Hillel did not change their mind, and they held their position, yet fascinatingly we paskin like these gardim. The idach and the third machlokas we have between Shammai and Hillel is in regards to how far back do we attribute a woman's status of nida. Shammai Omer Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaitem. Shammai is of the opinion that any woman that sees dam, so then the taharos that she's metame, if she came into contact with taharos, it's only from the time that she saw dam. V'Hillel Omer Mifkida Lifkida. And Hillel says that you go back to the time that she last checked. So she checked a week ago and sure she was tahara, but in the interim she didn't check, and a week later she found all of the taharas that she came in contact with in the interim is tamei vafilu yom harbe, even for many days. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim have a third sheet. Lokidiv rizev, lokidiv rizev. We don't paskim neither like Shammai and Hillel. Ela me eis la eis memayit al yidei mifkida lifkida. Umifkida lifkida memayit al yad me eis la eis. Rashi explains that the Chachamim is a compromise position. The Chachamim say that we will never be more machmir than an ace la ace period. That means if the woman checked more than 24 hours ago and she was tahora, the taharos that she came in contact only within the last 24 hours is tame. Anything before that, we do not have to be machmir on. What if she checked within 24 hours and she was tahora? So then you only have to be machmir for the taharas that she came in contact with after she checked. That's what it means. If there was a 24-hour period and she checked within it, so then the fkida means the checking could lessen the 24-hour period. Mifkida lefkida, and if it's a period of longer than 24 hours of checking, mimayit, it would be less than the day meis la'eis, that you only have to be machmir 24 hours back. Asks the Gemara v'su leka, is this an exhaustive list of the machlokias between meisham meisil? There's a fourth machlokias. V'ika, Hillel Omer Lismach, v'shamei Omer Shelo Lismach. The Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that the first machlokias that we had amongst the Tanoim was whether one should do smicha on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel said that one should, and Shammai said that one should not. Answers the Gemara, Kikom Rav Huna hecha deleka plusa de Rav Husa ba'adayu. When did Rav Huna list these three cases? These were the three cases where it was a specific machlokis, a machlokis that was unique to Shammai and Hillel. However, this machlokis of smicha, as the Mishnah in Chagiga describes, was a machlokis that had begun already from Yosei ben Yoezer until Hillel, that this was a machlokis that evolved many, many tanoim. Therefore, it's not known as a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ask Lamar, what about another one? V'ayikah botzer legas. When it comes to harvesting wine, the wine that is used, that wine was not used and went li'ibud. We know that in order for a kli to be mekabel tuma, it needs to be hukshar lekabel tuma. What about wine that goes on the gas? Is that machshirit lekabel tuma, even though ultimately the wine is going li'ibud? Baruch Hashem, you hear in the background the simcha of the siyum hashas of the chevra here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Here we have the machlokis between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai omer hukshar, v'Hillel omer lo hukshar. If I had to choose one, I would have chosen the position of Hillel. At the end of the day, it's going li'ibud. However, Rashi explains three lines into the wide that even though it's going li'ibud, and normally something that goes li'ibud is not considered mashke to be machshir, nevertheless, it was a gzeira because there were times that they did harvest in receptacles that held on to the wine and did not go li'ibud, and for that reason they made a low plug. Answers the Gemara, Marbine, this is not mentioned, Dahida Asam Kashasikle Hillel L'Shammai. In that case, Hillel silenced Shammai, and Shammai ultimately came over to the side of Hillel. Another one of the gzeros that we had mentioned was the gzera Talmide Hillel V'Shammai of Yossi ben Yerezer and Ish Yosef ben Yezer Sreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Yerushalayim. Gozru Tumas al Eretz Anval Kleis Chuchis, that they made a Gzeira on Tuma of Chutz La'aretz, Rashi on Yudalad on base towards the bottom explained that there was a suffek of the Gentile kfarim that would be metame, as well as kli zechuchis, that they said that glass also is metame, even though it's not metame min haTorah. Asks the Gemara, v'rabbanim d'shmonim shana gozer. It was the rabbanim who were gozer on Eretz Amim 40 years after the destruction, before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which is way before Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. Damar of Kanaz Rav Kana taught Kishchol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Shochulo Rabbi Amar Lanu Beis Vigimel Dvarim Shamarta Mishum Avicha. When Rabbi Shmuel was sick, they asked him to quote from Rabbi Yossi some halachas. Shochulahem. Rabbi Shmuel quoted, "Kach Amar Abba, Kuf Beishana Achshel Charev Abayis, Pashta Amalchus Harishal Yisrael." Already 180 years into the before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, 180 years, there already was a Malchus Risha on Klal Yisrael from even within. Peishana Achshel Charev Abayis, 80 years, Gazru Tuma Al Eretz Am. They made Xerah on Eretz Amim, Vakli Zechuchis, Memshana, and Glass Kalim, 40 years in. Achel Charva HaBayis, before the Bayis was destroyed, already Golsala Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin was in Golos, Vyoshvala Bechanuyos, and they rested in hiding in different places. Chanuyos is also a specific, according to Rashi and Sanhedrin, a particular place. So what halacha is that bringing out? Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Loimar Shelo Donu Dine Knossos, to tell us that already still in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they had stopped judging Knas cases. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem with being done Knas cases? Knas cases do, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Faith say, need smuchim, but it doesn't need the Beis Hamikdash, Dine Knas Al-Kadaitach, Eila Ema Shelo Donu Dine Nefashis, they are no longer able to judge capital cases, because in order to be able to judge capital cases, one needs the Sanhedrin Gedola to be sitting in the Lishkas Hagazis. This is borne out by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ches Amen Beis. Asks the Gemara, does this fit that this is from the Tekufa of Yossi ben Yoezer? The Gemara later on is going to say that Yossi ben Yoezer was a couple, if not 300 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. V'Rabbanan d'Shmonim Shana Gozer. But we learned in Avodah Zarah Ches Amen Beis, in the name of Rav Kahana, that the Gzeira on Tumas Eretz Amim was only instituted 80 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Damar of Kanak Yishchol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yosi was sick, Shochulo Rabbi, Rabbi sent Amar Lanu Shtei Ugimol Dvarim Shamarta Mishum Avicha. Tell us some things in the name of your father. Shalach Lehem Kach Amar Abba Kuf Pei Shana Ad Shalchar Habayis Poshta Hamalchus Harisha Al Yisrael. The evil kingdoms, in other words, Rome, began to rule over Klal Yisrael 180 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Peishana, it was 80 years, Achshel Charev, before the destruction. Habayis, Gozru Tuma Al Eretz Am. Then they created the Gzeir of Tumas Eretz Am. Of course, the question being that we saw that it was Yossi ben Yezer who was way before. The Gemara continues Rav Kana's quote, "Valkuyes chuches mem shana ad shel charev habayis, as well as glass was 40 years before destruction. Golsa ad shel charev habayis, golsa la Sanhedrin, as well as before the destruction, Sanhedrin went to Golos. V'yoshala bechanuyos, and they sat. There were different explanations. The standard pshat of chanuyos is that was a certain place in Yerushalayim. Some say that they huddled the Sanhedrin in stores." In different places in Yerushalayim, lemay hilchasa. Why do we learn this halacha about the Sanhedrin going into Golos? Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Lomar Shelo Donu Dine Knasos, to teach us that they didn't judge fines. Asks the Gemara, Dine Knasos Al Kadaitach. What's the problem with judging fines? When it comes to fines, we know that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says you need smuchim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, but doesn't need the Beis Din Hagadol in Elishas Kasagazis. Ela Ema Shelo Donu Dine Fashos, but says the Gemara, they weren't able to judge capital cases. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Ches Amud Beis explains that this emerges from the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim Vasisa al pi adavar sheyigidu lecha min hamakom hahu, that the davar of the Lishkas Hagazis is critical, and Chazal Darshan that it comes to tell us that dine nefashos are not done except if Bezen HaGadol is there. Here we put the question mark. The question being, how do we say it's from Yossi ben Yoezer? Didn't it happen, this takana of Tumas Eretz Amimim appeared 80 years before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? It tempts the Gemara. V'chi tema b'pei shana nami inu avu. If you're going to say that Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan were around 80 years before the destruction of the Bayis, v'atanya hilo v'shimin gamliel v'shimin nagu nisiyason lefnei habayis meyashana, that Hillel and his chevra were knowing Nisius 100 years before the destruction. V'ilu Yosef ben Yezer, Shreit v'Yosef ben Yochanan, havikad mituva. They were a few years before, quite a few years before Hillel. Rashi tells us, just take a look at the Mishnayos in the first parak of Avos. There you'll see that Hillel comes generations later after Yossi ben Ezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. Elo suggests the Gemara in the top of the Svavam Beis also inu Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan came along Gozer Agusha Lisrof. They said that Truma that touches the actual land or dirt of Eretz Amimim of Chutz La'aretz that has to be burnt, Vavira Veloklum. But Truma that enters the airspace, there's no problem. Vasar Rabban the Pem Shana, the Rabbanan of 80 years before the destruction, which were later, Gazar Avira Litlos, said that on the air you can't give to a Kohen to eat. That's an expression that we have in Maseches Taras. Litlos, that it's not Vadait Meya, but on the other hand, you can't eat. Your Tola, you leave it hanging. The Gemara assumed that the original Gzeira was that anything that comes in contact with the Gush, which is Tame, is burnt. Asks the Gemara, Lememra, the Chod Gzeirasa Havel Sreifa? Are we going to say that it was one Gzeira? Immediately they said that's going to be burnt. Va'amar Ilfa, but didn't Ilfa teach us, Yadayim Tchilas Gzeirasan Lesreifa? Originally the Takana was that only things that come in contact with hands are supposed to be burnt. Other things were not included. Tozer Rush adds, Dover Shenigzer Shnei Pamim Loay Tchilas Gzeira Lisreifa El Yadayim. We're talking specifically about those things that there were two Gzeiras. We know as well that when it came to Yadayim, that there were two Gzeiras, as the Gemara says on the bottom of Yadalad on the Beis. There was an attempt originally by Shammai and Hillel, and then the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Ilfa said that it was there that there was Gzeiras Sreifa. In other words, specifically there. But in other cases, it wasn't. In other cases, the Gzeira didn't go far for Sreifa. Hamid Yachrini Lo. Ella, we must say, says the Gemara, Asa Inu Gazer Agusha Litlos. We have to say that the original Gzeira of Yosef Ben Yezer was to be Tola. Vavira lo klum. Vasa Rabban de Peishana, Gazar Gusha self, Avira Litlos. And they're the ones who created the Gzeira of Avir to be Tola. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean that the Gzeiras were already taken care of 80 years before the destruction? Vakati Busha Gazar. But we learned in the Mishnah in Taharis that even in when the Bezdin, HaGadol, had gone into Gauls, the Sanhedrin had gone into Gauls in Usha, which was already after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because it was after the period of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as it's delineated in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi describes. They were still making new takanas on Eretz Amim. This nine is the Mishnah Taurus describes. Vav Sveikos, Sarfenes HaTumah, for Sift. Different sveikos, you would burn truma. Sarfenes haTruma al safek beis hapras. If truma came in contact with something that might have been a cemetery, val safek offer habam eretz amim. This is our question. And safek of offer that came from eretz amim. So we see already then they were making a gzeira. Now let's just mention the other cases of taharis as it's quoted in Gemara. Val safek big de amarts. A suffix of a beggar of an amarts that could be metame, and therefore you need to burn if truma comes in contact with it. And a suffix of kalim. that we're not sure if it's Tamei or Tar, v'asafik bigde Amah Aretz. We're not sure if an Amah Aretz came in, had his clothing come in contact with his wife when she was a Nida. V'asafik kelim hanim tzam, that's v'asafik kelim. V'asafik harokin safik of something with spit, maybe it came from a Zav, that the Torah Kedoshah says is mitame. V'asafik me'raglayim, me'ragle adam, shekineged me'ragle behema. We have a suffix whether it's from a person or it might be from a behema, and maybe even if it's from a person, maybe the person is tar. So this is a little bit different. This is a sveksveka, as the mafarshim spell out. Alvadai magon suffik tumasan, something that certainly came in contact with tame, but we're not sure if that item is itself tame. Sarvanes truma, then the truma is burnt. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi held in that mission taras afal suffik magon birshus hayochid sarfin. Even in a rishus hayochid, if there's an object that you know for sure is tame, but you're not sure it came in contact with it, Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion we follow the rule by tumah v'tara, and that is rishus safik rishus hayochid. We are machmir to the point. Rabbi Yossi says that you burn v'chachamim amrim rishus hayochid tolin. In rishus hayochid will only be tola. We won't go so far as to say that you burn rishus harabim torim, but rishus harabim it would be tar. The reason for the svar of the chachamim is at the end of the day, even though it's a rishus hayachid, but we also have a suffix whether these items were tame. In other words, the items above were sveikos. So the chachamim say the halacha is tolen. Va'amar ula, and ula had said elu vav sveikos b'usha eskinu, that these six sveikos were the takana of usha. So how could we say that there was already a takana from the time of the Yossis, and then there was a takana memshana of Sreifa? We see that the takana of Sreifa was from the Tkufa of Usha, which was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ela, you have to say, Asa inu, the Zug of the Yossis came along, Gazarag Usha Litlos Vavira Loklum. They said that on Gush, you have to be Tola. They never said to be Sarif. And the airspace is nothing. Fasa Rabbanim Shmonim Shana Gozer Idiv Idi Litlos. And the Rabbanim Shmonim Shana just said to be Tola on these Sveikos. Fasa B'usha Gozer Agusha Lisrof Vavira Kidikoi Koi. Usha came along and they made a Gzeira on the Gush that it goes so far they have to burn. And on the airspace that we say that you are Tola. This concludes one of the hardest dapim that we've had up until now in the sugyas of Tuma and Tahara, Daf Tes Vav in Maseches Shabbos, and now we go on to a halacha topic. Our halacha topic from Daf Tes Vav is the status of Kohanim today leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz La'aretz. Ostensibly, if one reads our Gemara and Daf Tes Vav, both on Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis, it seems clear that there was a process which had begun with the early Tanaim, Yossi ben Yoyezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, who had created an Iser hundreds of years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for Kohanim to go to Eretz Amamim, that there was Tumah that was Nigzar ar Eretz Amamim. The Gemara then says that there was a new Gezerah that was introduced 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara suggests in the Maskana on Tes Vav Amud Beis that originally Yossi ben Yoyezer just said that doesn't make the food Tameh to the point, if Truma comes in contact with the Gush of Chutz Laretz, but rather we're Tola. And then 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chazal came along and said not only if it comes in contact with the land, but even if it comes in contact with the air, you cannot a coin can eat the truma. And finally, in Usha, a couple of years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they instituted that if it came in contact with the ground of Eretz Amim, truma that is, so then one had to actually burn the truma. Tosis points out in Dibar Maschil Va'avira that this concept is found as well in Maseches Olos and Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel, as well as in the Sugya Perek Hon Gadol Dafnu and Dalet Amud Beis, and clearly from both of those sugyas, we're talking as well about not simply Truma becoming Tameh, but of course a Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh himself L'chatchila, unless it's a Meis Mitzvah. Tosfos asks that the sugya in Nazir on Nun Dalet Amud Beis has a Shaila that seems to contradict our Gemara. And this is going to lead us to an important conclusion. And then we will get Bezer Hashem to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara in Nazir itself, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, has a suffix. What is the Tumas Eretz Amim? Is the Tumas Eretz Amimim the Gush, says the Gemara, the land, or is it the Avir? Ask Tosos, how could the Gemara have a Havamina? It's not also the Avir. Our Gemara in Shabbos on Tezvav Amud Beis says the Avir is also Metame. Tosis answers that our sugi was saying that the Avir is Metame, meaning that if a person came into the contact halachically with the Avir, then he'd be Tame. However, if they came in what's described in the Mishnais and Seder Taras, in Shi'ida, Teva, Umigdal, which prevent them from coming in contact entirely with the Avir, so then in such a case, according to our sugya, they wouldn't necessarily become Tame. The sugya in Nazir is asking, maybe Chazal made an Isser as a low plug across the board that we don't want Kohanim to be going into Chutz Laaretz at all outside of any chshash of practical Tumah, but rather simply that they should not leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm indebted to Rav Tzvi Wolgelenter and Rav Binyamin Chivatsky, who pointed out to me that according to the sugya in Nazir on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, especially once one knows the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil VeAvira, it could very well be that Avir is not a practical Tuma, but rather is that we don't want them at all, Kohanim going into Eretz Amimim, even if we don't know for sure that they're going to become Tamei. Nevertheless, it's a low plug. We don't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael, particularly Kohanim. How do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? In Simin Shin Samach Tes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber is clear, V'chol Eretz Amim Oser L'Koyein L'Tamei Bohen. It's prohibited for a Kohen to be Metamei. The Taz and the Shach take the blunt out of the major chumra over here of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Taz, Ze koi bizman shoye taharis Eretz Yisrael. All of this applied only at a time where there were taharis in Eretz Yisrael. That's the language of the Taz. Shach says it slightly differently. Pirish bizman shoye Eretz Yisrael bitahara. When Eretz Yisrael was bitahara, then they were Makbid. You could read the Shach as saying the same thing as the Taz, or saying that in Eretz Yisrael, it was less likely for them to come in contact with Tumah. Either way, the Shach and the Taz seem to be saying that it doesn't apply today. However, this is not a closed case at all. Shas HaTshuvah Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simpei Hei responds sharply to the Shita of the Taz and the Shach, which is also found in the Bach as well. Ulaniyaz daiti dvarim tmuim, v'lo yudati me'ayin yotzalahem. How could you say that it only applies when Eretz Yisrael is b'tahara? Do arif v'arash v'atur v'shulchan aruch v'arab b'hago, she'tiku dinim elu l'halacha, mashma denoig af b'zman hazeh. It's mashma from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It's noig b'zman hazeh. Dim lo kein, havle l'hashma kidarkam. All these poskim only discuss those things that are noig today, and not to write hilchasa l'mashicha. Kohen Ador Beretz Yisrael concludes the Shavus Yaakov, ve'ena minatzarech lidvarav elu leilech l'eretz amim, osur leilech mipnei shumat shel tumat midivrehem. This is the conclusion of the Shavus Yaakov. And the Shavus Yaakov adds exactly the point that I quoted earlier in the name of Tzvi Wolgelenter and Binyamin Chivatsky. That is that Tosis in Nazir, in Dibram, in Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Eretz Amim, says Beferish, that if you hold that the Avir was Asur, that's above the Gzeira of the Avir of our Sugya, that says that if you come in contact with the airspace and you're not in Shita Teva Migdol, you become Tameh. Tosis says, because, here's Tosis' Lashon, Nazir Nun Dal Ramabez, Shechmiru Bayosim Ba'al Hamez, Kedei Shelo Yetze Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. In order they shouldn't leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and the Shvus Yaakov is not convinced that just because in Eretz Yisrael everything is not B'tahara, all of a sudden we're going to be Mekel on Kedei Shelo Yetze Me'aretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz. So this remains an open question. Obviously, this Gzeira is a Din D'Rabbanan, and one has to take into account, of course, the other sugyas about the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael outside of a Kohen, which we haven't discussed at all, and the Heterim, Lisa Isha, Lomel Torah, how does that factor into our sugya? We leave that as an open question, but what we see is that there are three potential reasons why a Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Either he'll come in contact with the ground, he'll come in contact with the Tumah in the air, or there might be a separate independent Isser of him leaving. In Shulchan Aruch it says it's Aser, the Shach and Taz are Mekel, the Shvus Yaakov points to that according to Tosis' Havana, he's not convinced at all that the Shach and Taz's Svara applies. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Tezvav. I'm indebted to Rabbi Wogelenter and Rabbi Javaski, who without asking me of these questions, I would not have been zocha to be ma'ayin when I had time when we got to the Daf Yomi. Bezu Hashem, this concludes Daf Tezvav.